Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 356 of the Milk Bar. Jason here this week as ever, and coming up on the show, we'll be having music from VoiceOver and catching up with Matt from the band. Also, we'll be hearing from Alex Van, because he's got his band and he's got a gig coming up at the Arena Theatre very soon. We'll tell you all about that one. There's a tribute night to honour the Bob Jones Community Hub. We'll be finding out about Sing Baby Sing and their performances in the style of the Stylistics. And we'll also be having a chat with Clive John. He's the man behind the Johnny Cash Roadshow that comes to Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre very soon. We'll tell you all about that. But first of all, the lavish production of Guys and Dolls, which is currently touring the UK, is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from the 19th through to the 23rd of July. One of the stars of the show is Louise Dearman. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you are absolutely no stranger at all to Guys and Dolls, because not only have you started this tour, you'll have taken a break by the time you come to Wolverhampton, then you'll be fully refreshed and back into it.
Exactly.
So not only are you playing Miss Adelaide this time, but you've also been in this before as another character.
Yeah, I was in the Dunmar Warehouse production, so a completely different production of the musical. Back in, gosh, I think it was 2006, I was in the West End at the Piccadilly Theatre with the show. And I understudied both Miss Adelaide and Sarah Brown. And then I took over the role of Sarah Brown for the tour. So, yeah, I had to wait a few years to play Miss Adelaide because she's meant to have been engaged for 14 years. So we have to, had to bide my time and be old enough to make that happen. But, yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled to be part of this fantastic production. And, yeah, we're touring the UK. We're 5 weeks in. And it's going fantastically well. We're getting a wonderful response and I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, Guys and Dolls is a really big musical and it's one that if you're sitting there and you think, hang on, I know that song and that song.
Yeah.
If you were unaware of anything that's in it, by the time you come out, not only did you already know the words, but you'll be singing them all the way home.
Exactly. The wonderful music of Frank Lesser. It's with lots of these old musicals, people don't realise that they know the tunes from them. And many people have said that, actually. Things like, you know, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, Never Been in Love Before. You know, many people would have heard Adelaide's Lament, the comedy number that I do in the show, but they weren't sure what it was from. But yeah, it's Guys and Dolls.
It's one of those shows that needs to be in full Technicolor and larger than life. And from what I've seen of the press shots, this really does have it all.
It's huge. And you know, this production actually is in London and on tour at the same time. For a little while, it was supposed to stop in London and just go on tour until the opportunity came to transfer the London show to another London theatre. So we have the full-blown West End set. Nothing's been stripped back for the tour. It's incredible. It's really vibrant and colourful. You know, it's as it should be. It's absolutely thrilling to look at and to watch and listen. And it has everything that an old classic musical should have. The story has real heart as well, which I think is so important, and which is why I think these old musicals work so well, because the strong storyline is there. Without that, without the heart and the soul, you're kind of left with not much but some nice songs. This musical is very funny, it's thrilling, it's energetic, it's moving, and people feel for the characters. And lots of people have said that they've left the theatre on a real high. You know, that's when we know we're doing our jobs right.
Well, it should be a brilliant show when it comes to the stage. And as you say, you've already taken two roles in this, but you're also the only person to have played both Elphaba and Glinda in Wicked as well. So you're used to this multiple roles in shows.
It's becoming a habit. You know what? I've always strived to play as many different types of roles as possible. I just don't want to become pigeonholed, and I don't want anybody, any producer or casting director, to ever say you're not right for that. I mean, within reason, of course, there are many roles that I'm not right for yet, or not at all. It's good on them, good on the producers of Wicked for saying, we know that you're capable of doing this as an actress and as a singer, let's give it a go. And the same with Guys and Dolls. I love that. I love that about this industry, that you can go back into a show and it's completely fresh because you're playing a new character. So you're seeing the whole story through different eyes. It's very interesting, actually. You kind of feel like you didn't do it before because you're looking at it from a completely different perspective.
When you see people in musicals, very often they're an actor who can sing or a singer who can act, but you are really just made for musicals. The amount of work that you've done in so many different productions, you're an actress as well.
Oh, yeah. I think for me, that's what comes first, really. Lots of people, when they talk about me, it's always Louise the singer, but for me, without being able to act, without being able to really dig deep into the character, like I said earlier, you're just left with the sound. You have to make an audience feel. You have to make them feel something, feel, you know, happy or get goosebumps or just or be with you. And I think that is where the acting comes in. And, you know, I wouldn't be without any of it. I love singing, of course. I love acting. And, you know, even though I'm a little bit older, I do a little bit of dancing in this show as well. And I'm enjoying that as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to pop the lycra on and be jumping around, but I love it all. That's why I wanted to be in musical theatre, because I don't just want to do one of these things. I want to do them all.
Well, it certainly seems to be the right sort of home for you, and we're very much looking forward to seeing you in Wolverhampton and alongside the rest of the cast. And I know there are changes that are taking place in the casting for this as you go through, but everybody who comes into this is so strong, not only because you have to be, but because that is the kind of tool that this is. When you're working with these people on the road, what are your favourite parts of that?
Oh, do you know what? It's very intense being on tour, because, you know, when you're in a West End show, you're at home all day, then you go into work and you can go back home, and every now and then you'll socialise with the people you work with. But, you know, on tour, you're kind of thrown together and you're almost forced to get on a bit quicker than you would naturally. But I have to say, this is such a wonderful group of people that I'm working with, and we're having as much fun off stage as we are on. It's a very sociable company. We're always out, you know, having a couple of drinks, we're going for meals, and it's lovely. It really is. And like I say, we probably have way too much fun off stage, but we're certainly having lots on as well.
Well, yeah, and in those songs that you are performing, which is the favourite song that you sing, and maybe you're also your favourite song in the show?
Do you know, I love From the Wings. I always watch a number called The Crap Shooters, and it's all the guys in the sewer doing this incredible dance number. And I watch it every night because I can't get enough of it. It's just incredible. For a start, our ensemble boys are just insanely talented, and they're thrilling to watch. But it's just a great number. And Havana as well, that's a great, very funny, very energetic number to watch. My favourite number of my own, probably Adelaide's Lament, actually. Mm-hmm. I just love that moment where she's such a brilliant character. She's so naive and slightly gullible, but she has an enormous heart, which she wears on her sleeve. The things that come out of her mouth, it's all from truth, and it's all what she really believes, just happens to be incredibly funny because it's a little bit ditzy, shall we say.
And do you identify with that, or just enjoy playing it?
Yes, unfortunately, I do.
I'm sorry.
There's many things that have come out of my mouth which I think, or actually I don't think, oops, I just don't know what I've said.
As long as you get the giggle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Louise Dearman, Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls, thank you for joining us. We're looking forward to seeing you on stage at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from Tuesday the 19th through to Saturday the 23rd of July. Tickets are available online now at grandtheatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01902 429212. But Louise, thank you for joining us. Have a brilliant time
thank
on stage
you.
And break a leg, as I should say.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Let's take our first track from VoiceOver. This is their current single, available on iTunes. It's Oxygen.
No, this is what you give me. Division of a secret. You would like to breathe. People are stealing. Sure, air is what you need, but no one. This is a heritage I refuse to gain. If I cannot take her breath again, I will take a break from oxygen. If I do not build with my own hands, I never, I never wanna live again. If I cannot take her breath again, I will take a break from oxygen. If I do not build with my own hands, I never, never wanna live again.
Over are a Munich-based band. I'm joined now by Matt Kovac to tell us more about them. Hello.
Hi. Well, that voiceover, it's a side project by me and my friend Janko from Poland, and we know each other since a couple of years. Each one of us has actually other musical projects where we're working on, mainly as main projects. Some time ago, we decided to start a little side project, and that became the name Voiceover. That's pretty much the history about the band.
So where do you class your influences having come from?
I guess, like, let's say biggest influence probably Hertz. Love Life. Love Life is a band from a band called Viva Brother. They're also from UK. Foals, I guess a bit of Two Door Cinema Club maybe. So it's pretty indie pop, synth pop style.
And how does this fit in with the other music that you're producing in your other projects?
So Janko, he's a very, very talented composer and also classical guitarist. So he writes a lot of classical music and composes pieces on his own. Plays in a couple of jazz bands also. So he does very, very much stuff on his own. And my main project is called The Capitals, where I'm the singer. And that's pretty much alternative rock. And yeah, my main project where we're touring a lot and playing a lot of shows.
And how does this fit in with the music scene in Munich as well? Because so obviously we know of Britpop and the indie rock things that came out of the 90s. And is this sort of a music scene which continues to live on to this day in Munich?
Yeah, I mean, let's put it like that. In Munich, it is actually still pretty popular. It's a mixed thing, you know. In Germany, a lot of German worded music is coming on, so a lot of German lyrics, but also indie pop and indie rock bands are still very popular. It's not like in, I don't know, London, where the indie rock bands are kind of already an antiquated old thing. In Munich, the hype is still kind of going on, I guess.
It is music for a lot of people listening to, though. I mean, it may be that it's not the most recent sound, but if you look at someone like 5 Seconds of Summer, who are infiltrating the charts all around the world, or even maybe One Direction, it's still got very much of an indie sound to current pop.
One Direction or something? I mean, mainstream is always mainstream somehow, so people will always be listening to this pop music like One Direction or Rihanna or Beyonce or whatever. And I think indie rock bands like the Kooks or Two Door Cinema Club or Foals, they always have their certain scene where they're based in and where people love them, and they're always going to play sold-out shows everywhere around the world. I don't really find the indie in the mainstream, but I find some kind of mainstream in the indie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And this is still in Germany. It is just like that. So people are still very keen on this kind of music, and when Foals come or something, the shows are all sold out and so on.
And when it comes to yourself playing live gigs, are voiceover working on various festivals and things, both throughout Germany and potentially across Europe?
Now, we just started out with our first show ever. We haven't been playing together for such a long time, so we had our very first show for a GQ event. It was like First Look Party, where they present the new edition of the GQ magazine. Mm-hmm. We played there. It was also broadcast on the internet. We are working on the next shows. We definitely want to play more. It's a bit difficult, of course, always, because we both have our main projects, which require a lot of time and a lot of effort. But we are definitely working on new shows. Maybe we will also come to the UK. We're working on some stuff. But yeah, that's as far as it is at the moment.
So before we hear some more music from you, tell us how we can find out more about you, your website, your Facebook, and of course the all-important Twitter and Instagram feeds.
We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. On Instagram, it's VoiceOver the Band. And on Facebook, you just try to find VoiceOver and Band. When you type those two words, you find us also on Twitter and Snapchat and everything.
So we look forward to enjoying your social media output as much as we're enjoying the music. So we're going to take a song now called I Don't Swim With My Friends.
Perfect.
Tell us a bit about this song.
It's inspired by a track by MGMT called Brian Eno. And we kind of played a lot with harmonic steps because in the beginning, it is a very typical pop song, also with a slight Balkan music influence. The melody in the beginning is very Balkan. And then the chorus does a very, very strange harmonic change. And this is what makes the song very special. So it's a mixture between MGMT and Goran Bregovic or something, which is a very famous Balkan musician. Because, you know, Janko is from Poland and I'm from Slovenia. So this ethno-Balkan music was always in our childhoods. We keep also building it in our music we do.
Well, it's a great sound. Really looking forward to hearing more of it. And fingers crossed, we'll see you in the charts across Europe very, very soon. But meanwhile for now, Matt from VoiceOver, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Remember you ran out of love. Sometimes I wonder why I wanna get into the space and fly. Even though you say my time is gonna end, you're never gonna find swimming with a friend. Sometimes I wonder why get into space and fly. Even though you say my time is gonna end, you never gotta find swimming with a friend. Been around but a
just don't know. Whatever you say, I gotta flow. Cause even though you say my time is gonna end, I gotta get the clips and cut my fiend all day. So if the Mr. Super Judge and come around, I'll be pretty busy making noise and sound. And even if you say my time is gonna end, you never gonna find me swimming with my friends. Sometimes I wonder why I wanna get into the space and fly. Even if you say my time is gonna end, you never gonna find me swimming with the friends. Yeah. Even if you say my time is gonna end,
voice over. I don't swim with my friends. This is The Milk Bar. The Alex Van Band play at the Arena Theatre on the 30th of April. To tell us more about it, we have Alex Van. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, Tar. So, you haven't got the band surrounding you at all times now. They're an optional extra, I take it.
Yeah, they don't follow me like an entourage, unfortunately.
See, that would be good, wouldn't it? If you could get that set up, that'd be brilliant. Just constantly doing little whimsical noises and stuff based on whatever it is you've just said within your witty repartee, that sort of stuff. Is that? Can we do that?
It'd be fantastic, wouldn't you? It'd be fantastic. Yeah.
I'd like, if there's any time that you're not using them, I could borrow them as well. That'd be great, but there we are. But
you could take them on buses and trains and all sorts of
buses and trains would be good. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk sensibly. Because you've got a brilliant evening of entertainment taking place down at the Arena Theatre at 7:30 is when it all gets going on the 30th of April.
That's right. It's something that's organised by Billy Spakemon, who is a sort of well-known Black Country character. I'm sure you know him well.
I do. I didn't even tell you his real name, but I won't spoil the magic.
And so he's put on this kind of, well, I guess it's like a Black Country variety show, really. Various different acts, some comedy, some poetry, obviously some song as well as me, and also a lady called Kim Lowings. Her band are playing as well, Kim Lowings and the Greenwood. They're very, very excellent.
There we go. So she's got the Greenwood, whereas you just have the Alex Van Band.
It's kind of like a collective, my band, Dave, to be honest with you, because the personnel might change, and actually for this gig, it's a bit different because I've got a different bass player. It's my old mucker, Dan Clark, who you know from Lift Dave and other stuff that he's done.
How much is it to get into this gig, and how does it all work? What's the running order for the night?
I've done some stuff for Billy before in the past, and I played at his another theatre in Albury called Barlow. Mm. So I did a similar night, and I think he just wanted to do another night. Brendan Hawthorne's on, the well-known Wensbury poet, you know, who's doing some of his Black Country themed stuff. Very good, you know, sort of talking about the local area, but also quite funny. And in fact, Billy and Brendan do a duo together called the Boonyeds. So, you know, it's worth coming just to see that. Also, John Langford. There's a John Langford band as well. John's more Stourbridge-based, but he plays quite a lot with his band. They go around different places. And as I mentioned before, Kim. So
it seems like an absolutely brilliant, fun night. And more scene changes than you know what to do with down there.
Absolutely. I mean, as well, because my band's growing, we've now got a pianist, Mark Leeson's going to play on their lovely, beautiful grand piano. It's going to be fantastic. I'm playing guitar, and percussionist Nick's going to play cajon, and of course Dan on bass.
Yeah, so it's one of those funny things you hit, isn't it?
That's what it's like, a wooden box
you
sit on, mic it up, and you get all sort of different rhythms. It can actually sound like a four drum set, you know, when it's played well.
It's amazing what they do with those things. I can never work out how they do it, but then again, I can barely play any musical instrument, and it's not a pretty sound, but there we go. However, you can do both that and you can sing as well, so it should be a brilliant night. It, as I say, taking place on the 30th of April. What night of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday night is the way to be entertained by the Alex Van Band and everybody else down at the arena. And if you want tickets, £10, £8 concessions, and you can go to the Arena Theatre, pick those up, 321321, their box office number. And there is a Ticket Solve link as well. So you can get your hands on all of that and a fantastic value for money night with some brilliant music.
Fantastic.
So you agree with me, and you're not even slightly biased on that one, but there we go. Alex, always good to speak to you. Let's have a listen to one of your tunes now. What are we going to hear?
This is a track off my album Silhouettes and Pirouettes, and it's called Mary.
Alex, always good to speak to you. Catch up with you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Sunshine and angel, but now only silhouettes, pirouettes in her heart. Mary is sleeping again. She can dream the big bad world away. Her mind gives her freedom to drink from the well, but her mind is a prison. She's locked in a cell. And Mary is singing again, a tune she knows no one will know. Her song gives her courage to help mend her heart, but the damage is so deep, she would know where to start. And Mary is crying again. Her dream takes her back to the past, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Mary's heart back together again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. laughing again. The child with a smile in her eyes. She smiles in the sunshine, she smiles in the rain, and she smiles when her dreams take her back there again. Mary is drawing again. Her garden is so very dark, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Mary's mind back together. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Mary's smile back together. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Mary's heart back together again. No, 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 together again.
Alex Van and Mary here on the Milk Bar. There is a tribute to the Stylistics taking place Friday the 22nd of April. It's all going down at the Bob Jones Community Hub. To tell us more about it, Nicola Russell, hello.
Hiya.
How are we doing?
Good, thank you.
Good stuff. And you've got a fantastic evening of entertainment down there. But first of all, tell us a bit about the Bob Jones Community Hub on Bromley Street in Blakenall.
It's got a gym, a toning suite, various meeting rooms that you can hire, a main hall that we can have badminton, table tennis, that type of thing. So lots and lots going on. We've got a cafe, library, computers. So we do have a fair bit that's going on, and also we do event evenings.
And this being one of them, when Sing Baby Sing will be performing live down there, and it's all in aid of Cruise Bereavement Services.
Yes, yeah, we'll be raising money for them on the evening and giving them donations of whatever we've made profit-wise to help this great cause.
Tell us a little bit about what they do.
Basically, when people have bereaved, obviously, they lose loved ones close to them. They counsel them and help them get through the terrible times that they're having. And it's a very small charity, volunteer-led, always after people like us to help.
Good way of getting some funds in for that one. And a night where everyone can come along and really enjoy themselves. Now, the Stylistics had a fantastic sound, and Sing Baby Sing recreate this as close as they can, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're a very well-known tribute band across England, and they're going to be here sharing their success with us on the Friday the 22nd.
Yep, it all gets going at 7:30 on the doors, and it's on till late. Food and snacks are available to buy on the night, and entry is £14 per person, two tickets of £25 or four for £45, with some brilliant deals there too.
Yes, just trying to get people in, trying to come and enjoy the evening with us.
So if you want to get your tickets in advance, what do you do?
Either pop into the centre and you can grab your ticket, or give myself a ring and we will get your ticket to you, or you can let us know you're coming and then pick it up on the evening.
So 01902 552517 is the phone number. That's 01902 552517. It's all taking place at the Bob Jones Community Hub. That's on Bromley Street in Blakenall and Wolverhampton, WV23AS. So you can always nip it and pick your tickets up that way. Find out where it is and get yourselves ready for a fantastic night of music, and you can bop the night away, have a bit of a boogie and enjoy the facilities you got down there.
Yep, brilliant.
Nicola Russell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, that's lovely, thank you.
Let's take another tune from VoiceOver. This time it's Young Blood.
You day and night, although I know that thinking about you isn't right. When I get lonely, I get down to the riverside. I feel the water that creeps into my mind. It's step out into the fire of a century. They build a castle that you can see. So open up your automatic eyes for me. I feel the poison, this is the right place to be. Brought me into a cell, a building I don't know. No angels versus, no angels versus demons show. But only your hands heal everything I got to guess. Only your hands heal my supersonic brain progress.
Tune from VoiceOver, and it is Young Blood. On Tuesday the 7th of June, the Johnny Cash Roadshow stops off at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. Clive John is the man behind the music, and he joins me on the phone now. Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Not too bad. Busy, busy, busy.
Well, absolutely. You seem to be playing here, there and everywhere at the moment, and we'd be lucky to have you stop off in Wolverhampton.
Well, Wolverhampton's fine because I only live in Malvern, so Wolverhampton feels very, very local because I've just got back from Sweden.
So a nice local show, but the full Johnny Cash experience arriving on stage. And you actually go from the 1950s right up to 2002.
Yep, all the way from the 1950s. We do, throughout the show, knocking on for about 40 songs. It's everything from the 50s and some of the songs from his show at Folsom and the other prison show in 1969. And through the 70s, and one or two from the 80s, and everything really, yeah.
So a tour through his whole career, and evocative images from moments in his life projected onto the big screen behind you, to really build the atmosphere.
Definitely, yes. And And there's a brass section also in the second set.
A full show, full of music, and the important thing for you is it's all live.
Oh, absolutely. There isn't anything on the background disc.
So no backing tracks for you?
No. Never. Never, ever, ever.
So how did you first start out in the music industry, and what made you turn to the music of Johnny Cash?
Well, I've been in music all my life. I've known that it was all I wanted to do since I was 5 years old. I burned my hand severely when I was only about 2 years old, and I was in and out of hospital having surgery up until I was five, and then the surgeon recommended to my parents that I should learn to play the piano to keep my fingers supple, and I began writing songs when I was 17. I've released 7 albums of my own material since then. My last one was recorded in 2010, and the single off that went to number one in the independent English and Irish and European country charts, and was number one for 8 weeks. And that was the last thing that I did on my solo work.
I shouldn't think you've had time to do much else with the touring with the Johnny Cash Roadshow.
The Johnny Cash Roadshow has just taken over my life, really. I haven't done anything on my own material for a long time. We're doing about 130 shows now every year. We've been doing the UK before that, but now we're doing Sweden and Germany and Finland and Norway and Estonia and all over Europe also.
Here, there and everywhere. And tell us about your Carter sisters as well.
The Carter sisters, they do backing vocals. There's two of them. They joined the show only about a couple of years ago. There's a section in the show where my June does a little bit of history on June Carter and the Carter family. So the girls are there to sing the backing vocals and also to back up June.
If you had to choose one, what's your favourite song in the show?
I like all of his songs. I really do. I always get asked this. I've got two favourite songs. I would say marginally over the others, it would be A Thing Called Love and Sunday Morning Coming Down, which was a song written by Kris Kristofferson. And he gave the song to Johnny Cash in 1970.
Well, with nigh on 40 songs in the show, it should be an absolutely brilliant night, not only for anybody who already loves the Johnny Cash back catalogue, but for lovers of live music as well. It takes place on Tuesday the 7th of June, curtain up at 7:30. Tickets are priced at £21.50. Grandtheatre.co.uk to buy those online now. Or call the box office on 01902 429212. Clive John, thanks for joining us. Thanks for telling us a bit about your show. And thanks for bringing it to Wolverhampton, because I'm sure it's going to be a treat.
It was an absolute honour.
Love is a burning thing that makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns,
That's the sound of Clive John in action as Johnny Cash. That's your lot for this week. Back with episode 357 next week. Catch you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.